This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And there is more to Washington policymaking than just budgets, you know. Rumors are rife that there's going to be a deal on immigration reform coming any day now. It'll be chock full of stuff. I've heard it's going to be 1,500 pages long. Enforcement is probably going to be a big part of it. Not just keeping undocumented immigrants out, but making sure companies don't hire ones that might already be here. And for better or for worse, that means use of a program called E-Verify is going to grow. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what we're talking about.
E-Verify works like this. You get hired for a new job. You give your new boss your ID. The boss feeds your information into E-Verify. It runs you through several government databases to be sure you're authorized to work in the U.S. It's supposed to be painless, but it's not foolproof. Just ask Jessica St. Pierre.
Well, I got fired for something that I've never heard of.
St. Pierre is now extremely well acquainted with E-Verify. But in November of 2010, it was new and mystifying to her. St. Pierre's parents are immigrants from Haiti and the Bahamas. But she was born in Florida, which is why she was confused when the phone company she was working for fired her that fateful November. E-Verify had flagged her as an unauthorized worker. Turns out her employer had made a simple clerical error. St. Pierre puts a period after the Saint part of her last name, but her employer's computer system didn't do that, confusing E-Verify.
What ended up happening was that the employer placed two spaces after the ST. That is what caused all of this.
That punctuation problem left St. Pierre unemployed for almost 3 months. She finally landed a new job, paying $2 less an hour. So why would Congress consider making E-Verify mandatory for every employer if it gets tripped up by an extra space in someone's name?
It's a system that actually has shown improvements over time.
Muzaffar Chisti is with the Migration Policy Institute. He's studied E-Verify since 1997. He says, yes, there have been mistakes. Chisti says, at first, E-Verify's error rate was terrible, 8 to 10%. But now, it's down to less than 2%.
Clearly, there is still error in the system, but it has certainly gone down over the years, and that's progress.
But immigrant rights groups say even the lowest error rate of 0.8% works out to more than a million people being falsely labeled as unauthorized to work. And Chisti says E-Verify still isn't quite ready for prime time. Only 350,000 employers are using it right now. That could spike to 8 million under immigration reform. Still, employers are now assuming that E-Verify will be part of any immigration legislation coming out of Washington. Tamar Jacoby is president of Immigration Works, a federation of labor-intensive businesses like restaurants and farms.
I would bet my house and my car that there is going to be mandatory E-Verify for all U.S. businesses in any immigration reform that comes out of Congress.
Jacoby says E-Verify is continuing to improve, experimenting with a self-serve system that gives workers a password and security questions so they can prove their identity and their eligibility to work. That's cold comfort for Jessica St. Pierre. Jessica laughs a lot, joking with her grandmother in the kitchen of her North Miami home, occasionally lapsing into Creole as they plan a family vacation.
You going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, so we got to go buy a ticket.
But despite her easy laugh, Jessica is still traumatized by her brush with E-Verify. She's applied for a few jobs with employers who use it.
Oh, man, the stress comes back. What if they run my name through the system again? It's something that, you know, you constantly want to look over your shoulder because I got fired for it. I don't want to get fired for it again.
E-Verify is not up to par, St. Pierre says, and she worries that it never will be. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.